friends, and welcome to my treehouse. My name is Miss Adventure, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. You can grab a hold of the rope ladder and climb on up to join me. Watch your step, and grab a cushion to sit on. Here at Miss Adventure's treehouse, I love having fun, being silly, sharing stories, making new friends, and in the process, learning what makes Jesus so special, and what makes us so special to Him. Are you ready to hear more of the story Elo is writing? And meet his most special creation? Remember, he created an amazing rainforest world for his special creatures to live in. And now he's picking up his green pen to bring his characters to life, in hope that they will get to work together with him to write their own story. Oh, I just can't wait. Let's jump back into Elo's story. This is Elo's story, part 2, The Prized Creation. Let's go. Elo let out a purposeful breath, a breath full of life, as his green pen began to write.
Walter and Jasmine awoke for the first time to see the most gorgeous rays of sun breaking through the giant leaves of a treetop canopy.
To his amazement, as he had only dreamed it would, the pen he had created began moving, pulling his hand along with it. Was he the one writing? Or was it Jasmine and Walter writing their own story? Or some mix of the two. He closed his eyes and looked at his beautiful creation, Jasmine, the cutest two-toed sloth with a mind and a will of her own, smiling brightly as she swung from the top of one tree to the next, and her equally cute sloth friend Walter watching from below.
Go, Jasmine, go!
Cheered Walter as Jasmine flew through the sky, only briefly grasping onto each branch as she moved to the next.
You're the fastest animal in the whole rainforest.
I made you this way.
Elo spoke quietly with the most contented smile heard in his words.
Oh, you did? Who are you?
Asked Walter, looking behind him for the voice.
Elo, your creator too.
The two sloths rushed to see who was speaking, but they couldn't find the source of the loving voice.
Where are you, Elo? And what is a chelator?
Jasmine stared at Walter as she spoke with a surprised look on her face. A giant laugh boomed around the forest. Not a scary laugh, but one that filled even the plants and trees with happiness.
Creator, dear friends, I'm your creator. That means I lovingly made you. You sprung forth from within me.
Wow, Elo, sir, thank you. Where are you?
Everywhere. I'm here writing your story with you. Even though you can't see me, I'll always be here.
Great, shouted Walter without a care in the world. Watch this!
Walter the sloth grabbed a hold of a tree trunk and shimmied his way to the top with lightning speed. When he reached the top, he leapt, somersaulting his body 4 times before landing on all fours. He then cartwheeled across the forest floor when a thought came to his mind. He stopped, standing on his hands while the questions sprinted past his lips.
Elo, why did you make us?
With another laugh, Elo answered,
You were welling up in my heart, bursting to come to life. I made you because I love you.
Jasmine jumped from the branch she was holding onto and somersaulted straight into Walter's outstretched back legs, as if they were trained circus acrobats. The whole sight thrilled Elo.
You're perfect,
he said. Jasmine looked up. She spoke in more of a statement than a question.
And you made us. So what does that make you?
Elo kept the green pen firmly in his hand as he let it move across the paper. Walter and Jasmine spent their days exploring the land Elo had created just for them. He watched and talked with them. They learned more every minute about themselves and about him. They were, in fact, the most acrobatic animals in all the rainforest, and the fastest, too. Not even the hummingbirds were faster than Jasmine and Walter. And Elo, he was fascinating. He was so big and mysterious and loving beyond their wildest imaginations. He was perfect. And he was always teaching them something.
The bongo berries found in the very top of the trees, eat those. They give you the energy you need to move among the treetops. Without them, you will not be able to run and play and dance as you do. I made them just for you. Enjoy.
They never got tired of hearing those words. I made them for you. Everything in this beautiful home of theirs was for them. And at Elo's direction, they ate.
Walter, these are delicious.
Sure are. I wonder what else we can find that Elo made for us. Maybe we can learn about him. Want to explore?
Sure, let's go.
As they descended through the branches all the way down to the ground, they noticed a parrot, a toucan, several bright green tree frogs, and a dark blue butterfly fluttering between flowers. They spent hours running through the forest, inspecting every new thing they saw with great curiosity.
Look, Jasmine! Elo, what's that?
Walter was intrigued by a scaly creature with four legs, a long tail, and a sleepy smile perched on a branch over the top of a flowing...
What's that?
Asked Jasmine, pointing at the river. Elo laughed again at their excitement.
That's a river. It's made of water. I made it for you to drink. And him? I named him Iguana.
Hi, Iguana. I'm Jasmine. And this is Walter. Elo made us and named us, too.
The iguana just stared straight ahead, relaxing in the sun. Together, the three approached the water's edge. Jasmine dipped her feet into the river.
This is cold!
She squealed as she bent down to take a drink.
Ah, I had no idea I was thirsty. But now I'm not. This is perfect, Elo, thank you.
Walter joined Jasmine and before drinking gave a quick slap to the water, purposefully splashing it on Jasmine's head.
Ha ha, the water jumps. Gotcha, Jasmine.
Elo couldn't help but smile yet again as he watched his beloved creatures play together in the water throughout the morning, enjoying one another. He loved their curiosity about everything he created. And he loved how they had minds of their own. Sometimes he would just sit for hours marveling at them as they played together. At other times, he loved to talk with them.
Jasmine, Walter, you are my most valuable creation.
And you're our most amazing chelator.
Walter had been having so much fun he forgot to get a drink. He put his lips to the water for the first time.
Wow! That's so refreshing!
I'm glad you like it, Walter. I made it just for you. Actually, I made it all just for you. And I created you to rule here.
They both looked at him wide-eyed, amazed.
Are you two ready for some more bongo berries?
Mm-hmm, always. Yum.
Together they climbed the tallest tree near the river in less than 2 seconds to find a large bunch of purple berries.
Elo, these are delicious!
Yes, they are. I created them just
for us?
Why, yes, for you. The bongo berries are just for you, to fill your bellies and your bodies with energy. Without them, you won't be the fastest creatures here. But not just that.
What else do they do? Do they help us rule the rainforest?
Well, yes, sort of. They allow you to hear me. I will always be here, but without the berries, you will not be able to hear my voice and to communicate with me. And talking with me will help you rule justly and rightly here in the world I have created for you.
Walter, usually the carefree one of the two, stopped eating and looked puzzled, bothered.
You mean we could live without hearing you?
Since being created, the thought had not entered his mind or anything remotely like it. And it seemed absolutely crazy.
Exist, yes. Truly live, no. Just as much as you need the bongo berries for energy, you need to know me to truly have life. The kind of life that's more than living. The kind that satisfies you deep down to your two toes.
Well, the berries are delicious and they're always here, so there's nothing to worry about,
said Jasmine to Walter with a smile. They both grabbed another handful of bonga berries and relaxed in the warmth of the sunlight and their creator's voice. Walter and Jasmine didn't know their conversation was being overheard, but Elo knew. And he knew that since he was using his green pen, Walter and Jasmine would have to make decisions for themselves. Down below the tree, where they ate bonga berries, lay a large, very slow, spotted cat, a jaguar. He stood to his feet, stretched and yawned, his sharp teeth on display. He began to walk slowly, steadily, away from the tree. Not because he was not in a hurry. No, despite his lack of speed, he was definitely in a hurry. He had heard all he needed to know for now. And he didn't want to be seen before he could come up with a plan. A plan to trade his slowness with the sloths and become the fastest creature in the rainforest. A plan to steal all the bonga berries and, with any luck, become the king of the rainforest.
Friends, thank you for listening today. Aren't Walter and Jasmine just the cutest? I've been so excited for you to meet them. And can you tell how loved they are? Elo created everything just for them. Friends, I don't know if you know this or not, but God's love is like that. He created this world we live in just for us to rule and enjoy, to show us his love. But just like Walter and Jasmine are about to find out in their story, we too have an enemy that doesn't want us to believe what God thinks about us. Today, I have a favor to ask you. Would you spend some time with your family or friends talking about how much God loves us, loves you? What has God done to show you his love? We all need a reminder of that every single day. Join me next time, friends, to find out what this sneaky jaguar is doing in Elo's story. I'll see you then. Bye-bye!